you see something suspicious, just say something immediately.
The new, what's being called a new white Al-Qaeda army. Tougher to detect.
Some way, the threat today may be at its most heightened state since the attacks nearly 10 years ago. Among these groups, we are also seeing an increased emphasis on recruiting Americans and Westerners to carry out.
Under the Future Attribute Screening Technology, or FAST program, the Department of Homeland Security is developing innovative physiological and behavioral screening technologies to streamline the screening process at security checkpoints. Suite of real-time, non-invasive sensors measure behavioral and physiological indications of malintent.
Got to stop forming this territory. We've got to recognize how dangerous it is to our society. Imagine what's coming next if we go along with this outrage.
Our Tampa police and federal government agencies are teaming up to keep your family safe.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11. Now, here at the bus station. It's all part of what Homeland Security calls VIPER, for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response.
Told me after the Madrid train bombing, it was obvious TSA needed to do more to combat terror for transportation besides air traffic.
Congressman Michael, I want to start with you. We're spending $212 million on this program to put 3,000 spotters at airports around the country.
Until you wake up and understand, corporate interest views America as their global citizens and as their checkbook. And our military doesn't belong to us. Our country doesn't belong. We finally face that. We have a chance to take the nation back. But we are used as an engine of global terror. And it's not enough to point out that our borders are open and that having Stasi spy training at Walmart training us to spy on other shoppers is useless. It's not useless. It's there to train us to be slaves, to not trust us. It's there to train us that Big Brother, Big Sis loves us and is our fool. It's there to break our will and condition us to live in the surveillance state.
Make no mistake, this is the story of America's enslavement. We will put up with this when we go along with it.
Notice this is happening.